From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a U.S. Navy SEAL was killed Friday and three others wounded in a fight with al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, the first U.S. military death there since 1993. A U.S. military official told VOA the special operations soldier was killed near Barire, about 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. At the White House, Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump has sent condolences to the families.
We first and foremost want to express our deepest condolences and our deepest appreciation for all of the men and women in the military and the ultimate sacrifice that they paid, particularly this soldier and all of the others.
At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. A deal hammered out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect in the early hours of Saturday. Russia says that those zones will be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. A Pentagon spokesman, Major Adrian Rankin Galloway, told VOA Friday that we certainly welcome any effort or international effort to reduce the violence. However, he said the coalition fight against Islamic State will continue.
What I can tell you is that our operations, our airstrikes, our partner forces on the ground will continue to take the fight to ISIS wherever they are in Iraq or Syria.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal on Thursday to establish the so-called de-escalation zones in Syria in an effort to try to end the six-year-old conflict. This is VOA News. French voters go to the polls Sunday to elect either far-right candidate Marine Le Pen or former economy minister Emmanuel Macron as their new president. As Luis Ramirez reports from Paris, the election highlights two very different views of France's future.
It has been an emotionally charged campaign as France decides whether to stay the course of globalization or chart a new path outside of the European Union with fortified borders and an emphasis inward, in line with a changing trend in much of the world. Nationalist Marine Le Pen came second in a first round, but hopes her promises of returning French factory jobs and boosting social benefits will win over the far left. Like in Donald Trump's election, quiet voters could bring a surprise after polls leading up to the vote put former economy minister Emmanuel Macron solidly in the lead. One of the highest unemployment rates in Europe and a string of Islamist terrorist attacks have prompted big questions about globalization and what many perceive as failed policies. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Meanwhile, the campaign of French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron says it has been the victim of a massive and coordinated hacking attack. His campaign said in a statement late Friday night that some campaign emails and financial documents were hacked a few weeks ago and are now being circulated on social media, but that they have been mixed with false documents. A U.S. Senate committee investigating allegations that Russia interfered in a recent U.S. election has ordered several of President Donald Trump's former aides to turn over information about possible ties with Moscow. One of those being scrutinized, Carter Page, is a former foreign policy advisor to Trump. He lashed out at the Senate Intelligence Committee in a letter made public Friday calling the probe a comically fake inquiry. The Senate panel has also asked for records from Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, former Trump advisor Roger Stone, and former national security advisor Michael Flynn as part of its investigation. Both the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees, along with FBI officials, are investigating Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. job market staged a rebound in April, with employers adding 211,000 workers to their payrolls and the unemployment rate dropping to a 10-year low of 4.4%. April's unemployment numbers are a big improvement from March, when the economy added only 98,000 jobs. That jobs report helped to push stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. European markets also closed higher. Asian markets finished Friday mixed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.